Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Owen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. one out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Auker moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Goslin bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.